material existence is called inauspicious. A person who is engaged in chants in the holy name, he is always living in the Vishnu Loka. He is not living in the material world. That we have several times explained that if you chant without offense, Jatra Vayanti Madhvakta, Tatra Tishanana, so immediately he creates a Vaikuntha Loka. Because Krishna is coming, and Krishna is coming, and Vishnu is coming. Wherever Krishna goes, that is Vaikuntha. Just like it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Ishara Sarvabhutana, Hridesha Arjuna Krishna. So Krishna, or the Supreme Lord, is living in everyone's heart. So there are cats, dogs and hogs there also. Living entities. So Krishna is living in their heart also. But that does not mean he is living with the hog in the animal system. He has lone Vaikuntha. Wherever he goes, he buys it. Similarly, when one chants, that chanting, there is no difference between the holy name and Krishna. And Krishna says that I leave that when my pure devotee chants. So, when Krishna comes, when Krishna is on your tongue, how you can live in this material world? It is already waiting. Provided the chanting is offenseless. Anyway, in the beginning it may not be offenseless, but still the chanting has got so much power. Krishna Parishini. Krishna Parishini. There are several qualifications of the devotional service. One of them is Krishna Parishini. Attracting Krishna. Krishna attracts everyone, but devotional service attracts Krishna. Niyamana Harirnama Grinana Sutrofa Charitam Ajanina Api Avajjamam Kimuta Sandhaya Grinana. And this is the last conclusion. That Ajani actually did not mean to chant the holy name of the Supreme Personality of God. But somehow or other, his son's name was Narayana. He called his son. The name is so powerful that even without aiming or objecting to the Supreme Personality of God, because the name was there, therefore, Ajanina Api Avajjamam, you are promoted to the spiritual kingdom. Kim Uta Sadhyajana, then what to speak of? Such persons who are actually trying to chant the holy name without any arm. This is the conclusion that Ajami never meant that you are going to chant the name of Narayana, actually. But you are calling his son whose name was Narayana. That means it was almost neglectfulism. So, in my neglectful doing of chanting the holy name has got so much power, and what to speak of as who are very faithfully observing the rules and regulations without any offense, those who are chanting, what to speak of them? That is it. Similar instances there are in Nishunga Purana. One, metta, javan. From it appears that metta javan was at that time. Because the metta javan, the Muslims, they hate the animal horse, because it's haram. Haram is haram. So one boar attacked him, and while he was dying, he called it abominable. Haram. Yes. Haram. That simply haram is haram. So, although he did not mean it, but it became haram, and he was immediately promoted to the spiritual kingdom. So, that is the power of chanting Hare Krishna mantra. It is Srimad Bhagavate Mahapurane, Parham Samhitayam Puriya Sikyam Satsasthande Ajanino Pakhana Dhityal. So, this is the second chapter of the history of Pajani activities. Now, we are going to the third chapter, Raghubad. Then after hearing this incident, Maharaj Parikshit is inquiring for Sukadeva Goswami, because talk was between Sukadeva Goswami and Maharaj Parikshit. Parikshit inquired about the different types of various conditions of life and how they could be avoided. So, in question, in answer to that question, the Pajani Itihas history was spoken. Now again, the king was inquiring. Raghuva, the king inquired. Nishamma deva sabhatopa bandhikam suttaha sintana dhidharma raja jivam hatajya vijitam mudari Noiddir Supreme Jatsa Bhati Dhano Yam. Vishnu Dutri Nindikam Shastrakam Jamamukhena Drahetam Kitya Dhyaya Aramya Tatra Dhaluttam Jamarajya यथा सर्वम् आत्मसुखुरिति ततस्मिन् तत्र वित्तमिति दृश्यति निशम्यति. So, the conversation between the servants of the Jamaraj and the servants of Vishnu, in order to confirm the statement, by the authority, Jamaraj, this third chapter is enunciated. Jamaraj is one of the 12 authorities. It is said that we have to follow the footsteps of authority. Mahanana Jena Dadasa Pantha. It is very difficult to find out the real path, how to realize perfection of life. But it is advised that if you simply follow the footsteps of the great personalities, authorities, or their representatives, then you will be led to the perfectional state. Takko apasitya. If you try to approach the perfectional stage of spiritual life, You cannot do it simply by arguing. Sakko apotuccha. You can argue very nice, but somebody may come who can argue better than you. Another may come better than you. So there is no end of arguing. This is not the process to understand the transcendental self. There is no profit. The Vedas, therefore, you should approach an authority. Samigana samsa guru meva avirache. If you actually serious about understanding the transcendental knowledge, then you must approach an authority, representative of the authority. Tattva patistha sutaro vibhinna. Now, yesterday, when we are speaking on the Bhagavad Gita, the commissioner, Mr. Trivedi, he inquired that, why not the Upanishad? He has no knowledge that Upanishads are different from Bhagavad Gita. They are not different. They are Upanishads, they are part and parcel of the Vedas. And in the Upanishad also, the aim is Krishna. But they are meant for the impersonally and for less poor persons with poor point of knowledge. So, in the Upanishads, it is stated, aiming at the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but it is trying to convince the reader that the personality of God is not exactly the personality as we are. This portion is very elaborately stated in the Upanishads. But in the beginning, it is accepted that Isha, or the Supreme Lord, is the proprietor of everything. He is everywhere. He is everywhere pervade. Isha Vah, Idam Sarvam. Everywhere there is the authority of Isha, the Supreme Controller. Isha Vah, Idam Sarvam. Jatrinti, Jalatyam, Jalat. Tena Tattena Vani. Because everything is property of the Supreme Controller, Isha. Therefore, tena tattena bhunji. You require something. So, keep up your body and soul together. You should accept the prasad. Whatever is offered and allotted to you, but don't encroach upon others' property. This is the first step. Accepting the Supreme Personality of God. And in the last verse of Isha-upanishad, it is said, my dear Lord, your effulgence may be unna, so that I can see you properly. I can offer my respect. I can see your real face. So the impersonalists, they are amazed with the glaring effulgence of the rays emanating from the transcendental body of Krishna. So those who are intelligent, they say, please wind up this effulgence, because of this effulgence I cannot see properly. Just like you see the sun glow, sometimes you have to use a certain class of glass. So, avoid the effulgence. If you see through that glass, you can properly see it. It is this class of glass is used. I do not know whether it is used in your country. When there is eclipse in the sun, we use that kind of glass to see how much the sun is already covered by the sun. So, the impersonalists, as they are. And to say amazed simply by the glaring hardness of the Supreme Personality of God. They think that Upanishad is impersonal. No, Upanishad is impersonal. It is an impetus like Vedanta. The impersonality is trained in that way, in their own way. Otherwise, it is not impersonal. Similarly, Upanishad also not impersonal. But it is not this material person. That is the Vajita or the Vajita. Just like Krishna says himself, abhijananti manamudha, manasin sanuva. Because I have appeared on this planet exactly like a human being, these mudha, these rascals, those who cannot understand what is the personality of God, they deny. They say, because Krishna is in person, therefore he is inferior to Brahma Ipala. Their theory is, the Brahma is the ultimate, impersonal Brahma is the ultimate absolute truth, but when Brahma comes as incarnation, he accepts a material body. Dr. Radhakrishna said that it is not to the person Krishna, but to the unborn within Krishna. He is ignorant of the fact that Krishna does not accept any material body. He comes as he is, sambhavani atmamaya. He is not forced to accept. We living entities, we are forced to accept a certain kind of body. Because we are controlled by the very maya, by the external reality. Krishna is not controlled by the external reality. The external energy is controlled by Krishna. Krishna is maya he, and we are maya he. That is the point. But these people, with poor fund of knowledge, without going, without trying to understand the transcendental science through proper channel, they misstep that Krishna accepts a material body. Or Lord Ramchandra accepts a material body. No, that is not the fact. They do not know that Krishna and Krishna body is not different. They are the same Advaita. So, here it is, inquire, nisamma deva, so, the question, Jamana, whatever has been said here, this is to be confirmed by a Mahan. Therefore, it, whatever you do, if it is sanctioned by your authority, then it is all. So Jamaraj is one of the authorities. So we are explaining the Sattva Pratistha Sutoyo Vibhinna. Sutoyo Vibhinna means those who are not actually conversant to the basic knowledge. They think that Upanishad is different and Bhagavad Gita is different. But actually that is not. All Upanishads, all Vedas, they are aiming on the target, Krishna. Gireśa sarvai ahameva ve. But they are, it appears, they are different. Upanishad is different. That is not the fact. Sutayo vibhinna. Therefore, they are sometimes misled. They think this Upanishad says something else, and Bhagavad Gita says something else. No. That is because it is not studied through the eyes of the authority, it appears like that. So, Sutaya Vibhinna, for persons with poor fund of knowledge. Sutaya Vibhinna, Nāso Munijyasya Matanna Vibhinna. And a philosopher a thoughtful man is not a thoughtful man if he does not disagree with another thoughtful man. This is the material world. Scientists are. One scientist establishes one theory. Another scientist, if he can refute such theory, then he becomes big. Similarly, philosophers also. One philosopher theorizes something. Another philosopher, if he can refute such theory, then he becomes big. Ramanaka Muni is just a thoughtful philosopher. The idea is, you cannot get the truth from the so-called philosophers and the science, because they are always detailed. Nāsa munijya samadhanam. Therefore, the truth is very confident. Dharmasya tattana nitam guhāyā. Very confident. Mahājanādīna vadasya-pantā. You have to follow the track or footsteps of the great authority. And the great authority will be stated later on in this chapter, who are the great authorities. And if you simply follow their path, just like we are following authorities, Madhya Gauriya Sampradaya, Madhyaka, and Madhyaka in the line of the scientific tradition, Madhyacharya was from their place, and from Madhyacharya, Madhavendra Puri, not directly, through many other disciples of Krishna, and Madhavendra Puri, Ishwar Puri, Ishwar Puri, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Vishishtha Goswami, Jagannathkunda Thakur said, Rupa Rahu Natha Pade Haive Akuti Pave Hama Bhujavati Jivalapi. Without following the Goswamis who are a path directly instructed by Lord Chaitanya, nobody can understand what is Radha Krishna Lila. It is not persons who try to understand Radha Krishna Lila directly, because it appears the dealing of long man or woman, they like it very much. Instead of studying other pastimes of the Lord, they go directly to the Radha Krishna Lila. And the result is they are misled and they become sahaja. So we have to approach Radha Krishna through the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, through the teachings of Six Goswami, then it will be perfect knowledge. Mahājanādīna vadasya-pantā. Thank you.